Well, a number of drivers behind it. One of them is we were just inspired by the creativity and innovation it can unleash in employees to have some flexibility to use different skills. And we were inspired in part by some stories from the private sector where companies allowed employees to spend a certain amount of their time on anything they wanted, and that resulted in a lot of innovation and new discoveries. And we're also inspired by our own employees wanting to have career development in a time when there wasn't a lot of opportunity within the agency. We were in declining budgets. There weren't openings. People couldn't move around. They felt locked into their jobs. So we wanted to do something where we created a more nimble workforce, and employees could try new things, have a little more freedom to move around the agency, get experience, meet new people, develop their skills. At the same time, provide the agency the benefit of additional resources on some priority work that needed to be done.
And so this is primarily an online or a virtual platform, right?
It is. So it's a virtual platform, and the majority of projects, if not all of the projects, are actually designed to be able to give employees the opportunity to work from wherever they are in the agency, whether in our regional offices, our labs, or in headquarters, to work for a different part of the agency while they stay in their home office.
So, Noah, can you give me an example of some of the projects you have going now?
Sure. So we have an employee in our Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention Office who has a background in geographic information systems, and currently he's working with our IT office, the Office of Environmental Information, on putting his skills in geographic information systems to use for a project that they have on the GEO platform. So that employee is building on existing skills that he has and gaining new insights by working in this new office and bringing those new insights back to his home office and sharing the knowledge that he's gained.
And for the manager, say the manager of that project, how does it work for them, and how do they go about finding in a pretty large organization the right employees and putting together a team?
So we've developed a pretty robust system to help managers design the right kind of project and publicize it. So we have an online portal where all of the project announcements are posted. We have a standard set of questions that project announcements answer, and managers talk about the work that's going to be accomplished, how the employee is going to benefit, the types of skills that are required. And we've done a lot of outreach and marketing to familiarize employees with this online portal and encourage them to set up notifications to be alerted when projects are posted. And we've done a lot of demos and webinars to familiarize employees with how best to use it and how to find the right opportunity for them. So the matching happens by the employees themselves. They go online, they find projects in particular offices that they wanted to work in or on types of projects that they're interested in putting their skills to use on, and are able to then apply through the system, and the managers receive the applications through the system and are able to select the right candidates for the project.
And what does this mean to employees' day-to-day routines? I mean, how much time are we talking about to these projects? And are they considered sort of special projects on the side? Or do they become part of what somebody does as their part of their career?
They are time-limited projects, so the maximum duration for a project is a year. It's not something that an employee is then tasked with for the duration of their career. It does give them a pretty good glimpse into the work of the other office. But the project itself should take no more than 20% of an employee's time. It's viewed as a side project in addition to the work that they are doing for their position of record in their home office. But the home office supervisor works with them to allow them the flexibility to participate in that project, and the project supervisor also works with them and with the home office supervisor to make sure that the timing of the project is still appropriate for their home office duties, and that the work could get accomplished in the time that they have that they're allowed to work on the project.
And how many people are participating right now?
So right now, close to 140 employees have already been selected to work and have started working on projects across the agency. There have been more than 250 applications already submitted, and so some projects are in the process of selecting employees, and some have already been up and running. So the program is agency-wide, and it was launched in August of 2014, but before that, we did have a seven-month pilot in 2013 where over 90 employees participated on about 60 projects.
I'm speaking with Noah Gaber. She's Acting Director of the Office of Internal Communications at the EPA, and also John Reeder, the Deputy Chief of Staff at the EPA. John, as we're talking about the skills marketplace, I'm thinking about your budget for this year. And EPA was one of the harder hit agencies for fiscal 2015. How do you see the skills marketplace working into your current resources and how your agency needs to continue to grow despite the budget crunch?
I don't think I would market the idea that it helps us get more work done in constrained resources. It's very much an employee-centered idea in a voluntary program, and I think that's why it's been successful. It gives employees an opportunity to move around and develop their skills. I think if it were more of a response to resources and attempting to get more work out of fewer employees, I think it would be a less successful program for what we designed it to do.
So this is really more about employee engagement then?
It certainly is.
Okay, and that's something that President Obama, I know, put a lot of weight on in his fiscal 2016 budget. But it raises this question. How do you measure the success of a program like this? Will you do it, for example, through the Employee Viewpoint Survey, or is there another way to do it?
Well, it's certainly true. The White House has been pushing employee engagement, and we feel that we kind of got ahead of the White House in the sense that we started working on this program 3 years ago and sat down with our union partners and worked through what we call a pre-decisional involvement process with the unions. And getting that type of early engagement was critical. And across all of the work we do, listening to employees about how they do their work is a way to do it more efficiently, to streamline, to reduce waste and inefficiency. So it clearly fits within that employee engagement sort of thrust that we're now hearing from the White House and through our senior managers.
How do you measure the success of a program like this?
Well, we have an evaluation that we're planning to do to look at participation, to look at satisfaction among the employees, and that, too, was something that we negotiated with the unions here at EPA.
And I think I'll ask this question to both of you because you have slightly different perspectives and views on from where you sit. Where would you like the skills marketplace to move to in the next couple years, next 5 years, next 10 years?
My dream is that everybody thinks in the future of putting their skills marketplace experiences on their resume and that it enhances their resume and enables them to continue to progress in their careers. So, you know, I'd like it to be so institutionalized that it's viewed as a real positive on resumes to have this experience and to show that you've worked in different parts of the agency and you know people from across the agency, which makes you a more effective leader. And I guess the other part would be, for me, success would be that other agencies adopt similar ideas and they see that it's working here at EPA and they'd like to copy and emulate what we've had.
And Noah, what about you?
I absolutely agree with John. I think it's going to be really important to continue to encourage employees to see this as an opportunity for their own individual career and professional development and make it a part of their annual IDP planning, their individual development plan that they discuss with their supervisors and look to opportunities through the skills marketplace to gain new insights and new skills and new knowledge of the variety of different things that the agency does, and that will equip them to further their careers at EPA and also to bring new perspectives into their work. And I also agree with John's vision for helping other agencies adopt similar models of agile workforce development and deployment. We've already actually started doing that early on as we were starting to see successes through the the Skills Marketplace pilot, we started reaching out to OPM and to the CHECO Council and to several other agencies to share what we were learning and to see if there were others who were kind of exploring the same path. And I'm happy to report that there are many agencies that are either starting to develop similar programs, and we're working with them to share our knowledge and our experience and our journey to help them go through the same process. And there are many more kind of that are learning about the programs and joining into this community. We are currently co-leading with OPM an initiative under the President's second term management agenda called GovConnect. And the purpose of GovConnect is to provide that forum for agencies to share knowledge and experiences on the development of these agile workforce models like the Skills Marketplace. So we're definitely working towards that vision.